Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott and today we're exploring something that every lab produces, but not every lab manages properly: wastes. Scientific waste isn't just rubbish. It includes chemicals, contaminated materials, biological residues, sharps, solvents, aerosols, and one-off experimental byproducts. And when waste is handled incorrectly, it becomes one of the biggest sources of risks from UK laboratories. So today, let's break down how to manage laboratory waste safely and why good waste practice protects people, equipment, and the environment. Why waste management matters. Poor waste control leads to chemical reactions in bins or bottles, toxic vapor release, cross-contamination, blocked or damaged drains, sharps injuries, environmental pollution, and non-compliance with UK waste and environmental law. Most waste incidents aren't dramatic explosions. They're slow burn failures, incompatible substances mixing, containers degrading, fumes leaking from unlidded vessels, or waste sitting around longer than it should. Under UK law, waste is still considered a hazardous substance until it has been safely disposed of. This means that cost duties continue to apply right through to final disposal. So good waste management helps to prevent failures before they start. And with chemical waste, segregation is essential. Chemical waste must always be segregated by compatibility. This means acids should be stored separately from bases, oxidizers kept away from organic wastes, halogenated solvents separated from non-halogenated solvents, cyanide waste kept away from acids to prevent hydrogen cyanide gas release. Metals and metal compounds should be handled separately. Never assume that two waste streams can go into the same container. If in doubt, they probably can't, is a good rule to follow. Mixing incompatible waste is one of the most common causes of container failure, excess or unplanned heat generation, gas releases, and fires. If waste hasn't been assessed as compatible, it must not be mixed. Biological waste and decontamination. Any waste contaminated with biological material must be treated as a biological hazard. This means it should be placed into designated biohazard bags or containers, autoclaved or treated in line with documented procedures, prevented from mixing with chemical waste, stored securely until collection or destruction. Biological waste disposed of incorrectly doesn't just affect the lab, it can put cleaners, waste handlers, transport staff, and disposal contractors at risk. Once waste leaves the lab, you still carry the responsibility for how safely it was prepared.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Sharps, the non-negotiable rules. Sharps remain one of the most common causes of injury in the UK, and the vast majority are preventable. Sharps containers must be rigid and puncture-proof, closed when not in use, used only for sharps, never general waste, filled only up to the marked fill line, and correctly labelled. You should never overfill a sharps bin, force items inside it, or attempt to retrieve contents. A single sharps injury can lead to infection, long-term health monitoring, and significant stress, all from something entirely avoidable. Sink disposal, why it's rarely appropriate. Despite what some people think, sink disposal is rarely acceptable in laboratories. Unless a written risk assessment specifically allows it, you should never pour chemicals down the drain, rinse unknown substances into sinks, use water as a universal neutralizer. Drains are not inert systems. Pipes can corrode, chemicals can react downstream, and wastewater regulations may be breached. So if disposal hasn't been assessed, authorised and documented, don't do it. Waste containers being fit for purpose. All laboratory waste containers must be chemically compatible with their contents, clearly labelled, securely sealed, able to cope with pressure build-up where relevant, inspected regularly for damage or degradation. Reusing old solvent bottles without assessing is a common mistake. Residual chemicals can react with new waste, sometimes violently. If reuse hasn't been risk assessed and controlled, don't do it. And our final thoughts on our waste management. Waste management might feel like a final step in the process, but in safety terms, it sits right at the heart of lab control. By segregating waste correctly, using suitable containers, managing sharps properly, avoiding unauthorised disposal, and complying with our UK legislation, you protect yourself, your colleagues, waste handlers, and the wider environment. And that's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we'll be looking at biological safety and contamination control, particularly in mixed-use laboratories. Until then, stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.